Chair, on recommendation 15, on page 57, just to capitalize community police forums. Chair, on recommendation 27, the term used, key performance areas, doesn't relate to the acronym in the brackets afterwards. Either it must, the word must say key performance indicators, or the acronym must be KPAs.
Back to page 58, number 29, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The committee further recommends that it is must be.
Sorry, Chair. On 59, recommendation 38, that familiarity issue is still there. I think we had said it should become over-familiarity. 59, page 59, recommendation 38, about the rotation issue to avoid over-familiarity. Yeah.
Chairperson, good morning. My name is Nazir Paulson. I'm standing in for Philip Mshlongu. On that note that just the Honourable Bailey just mentioned, to avoid familiarity with who? That's not very clear. Thank you, Chairperson, but I have never been there at that meeting, and this report will be picked up by someone like myself that's not been there, and it's not going to make sense. So I think we should just make it clear so that any layperson coming along picking up this report will understand the context as well. Thank you very much.
Now, Chair, that whole paragraph, that recommendation, deals with, I think when you read the whole sentence, you understand that the protection, the VIP protection, works with the executive. And when you come to the issue about the strategy to protect and rotate it, in terms of the working hours, in terms of familiarities, and what Honorable Mele was just saying, that I think for me suffices. You don't have to specify or say the executive, because this is exactly the work of the VIP responsible to the protection of the executive. So I think that I would live with it like it is.
I would understand the Honorable Ramatlakane would understand what it is because he's dealt with it and he's been part of it. But remember, this report is not written for us. It was not written for this committee. So I think it should be made very clear as to what the context is.
In my view, I think it is correct the way it is. Other than, I think, after the word, the committee recommends that there should be the department should consider implementing a strategy with the rotated on a regular basis to avoid familiarity. So I think it's correct the way it is. It's just the word, I think, after that, because it's referring to a specific thing.
No, Chair, I had my hand up to propose the adoption.
I didn't think it was We don't sign for PMG.
We don't sign for PMG.
See media.
Okay.
We never sign the PMG register. No, she was here. She says apparently it's a story that she didn't have a chance to file. Business day. But now apparently you have a paywall.
You could
register for a free trial period. You have choice. No, I don't like this whole free trial period thing. I just have to I'm looking for one story in my life. Why should I have to go through admin? No, guys, no. It is. Okay.
Thank you very much, colleagues. 1 minute. Thank you. you very much, colleagues, for coming back after the short tea break. We're going to now to the report of the Civilian Secretariat. I maybe just want to again mention to members our program for next week. Remember, we agreed that we're going to call all the audit committees of these three institutions in the next 2 to 3 weeks, so that we engage with them also on the AG report and the effectiveness of internal audit. So that will be, I think, Wednesday, 9 o'clock. We will first get the presentation from our researcher, and then we will go and engage with the audit committee of SAPS on Wednesday. Yes, Honourable Mbele.
So can I check? So at this stage, there's nothing for Tuesday morning?
Tuesday, of course, is adoption of reports, committee reports. Yeah.
Okay, so is that going to be committee
minutes,
reports?
Yeah. We will start at 10 on Tuesday. I don't think we will be more than an... Yeah, I don't want to predict, but I mean, we've got to work through a set of minutes and a few reports.
Okay.
Tuesday we'll meet at 10 o'clock, Wednesday at 9. Thank you very much, colleagues. Then we will go now to the draft report of the Civilian Secretariat that we have on the table. It's a 31-page report. Again, the major emphasis will be on page 30 and 31, and thank you for the colleagues on Tuesday for their input to improve it. We will now go page per page. Page 1. Page 2. Then the budget and expenditure overview, page 3. Page 4, the report of the AG. Page 5, still part of the AG's report, page 6 as well. Maybe just that heading at the bottom of page 6, if we can move it.
Yeah, I tried to move it, but there's also the ATC. When they do the ATC, it will follow on each other.
Okay. Page 7 is also still the AG. Then page 8 is the governance framework. The audit committee report. Program performance, page 10, page 11. Actual performance in terms of the annual report, page 12 and 13 as well. The columns. 14 and 15, that's straightforward. 16 and 17. 18 and 19 is also the program tables. Then page 20. Then page 21. It's the legislation envisaged. Anything on 21, is it fine? 22 is also part of the overview. 22.
Yes, sir.
Honourable Mulabatsi.
22 on the protection of constitutional democracy, the last bullet, where it speaks of bills are presented to the JCPS. Is DEFCOM one word?
It's one word. I can write it out full. It's meant to be the development committee. So I'll write it out in full.
No, two words. DEFCOM. Is it one word?
It's one word.
Okay. Thanks.
One more about it. Then page 23.
John 23.
Honourable Ramatlaka.
453, that last sentence, you've forgotten the one, the 16, 2015-16.
Chair, sorry, can I just take us back to 21? I was trying to make double sure that I wasn't misinterpreting. Those four bullet points, I understand from the sentence above that they relate to regulations that were planned to have been done if the bills had been passed. But I've got a problem that the first of those is an act that has been passed. Those last three are not acts at this point, so we can't call them that. We need to find a different way of reflecting that list of the intended regulations, but using correct labels, because all those so-called 2015 acts were not passed. Because the first one is an act that, yeah, the First Amendment Act was passed in 2012, but the rest of those.
The last paragraph, there is a need to have a proper monthly financial management. It's just a wording. The last paragraph, there is a need to have a proper monthly financial management. I don't know whether the A should just come out, so it should be the is need to have a monthly financial management or system or something. I think what you are trying, basically, if you read the context, the okay? Thank you.
Just to skip back very quickly to page 23, just to make sure that with that second paragraph at the top, has there been previous reference as to what NMT refers to? Because it didn't jump out at me as to what that acronym is, so that it'll be clear.
That paragraph of the underperformance of civilian. I want to understand the second sentence. It looks like for me when I was reading it, I was thinking that sentence is somehow messy in that paragraph. Yes. Completely recasting or just do away with it.
Right, colleagues, let's go to 26. Bachi Joshua, microphone, thank you very much.
That heading at the bottom.
Chair, under 4.5 human resources, the 1-3 paragraph, I think it should read that no performance rewards were awarded to blah, 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 but a total of 12 staff members or so were awarded performance rewards. Instead of was.
Chair, can I disagree with that? Because I think the The was is referring to the word total, which is singular. So the total was awarded. It's not referring to the 12 staff members. No. It was to say that the way that it is reflected correctly there, the grammar is correct because the was refers to the word total, so the total was awarded, which is a singular noun, a collective noun, but singular, yeah.
Honourable Kishay, will you yield to that?
Okay, then I think, Chair, we need to deal with the one just a little lower down, if that is also going to be, I don't know if Honourable Mbele can confirm them. The majority of staff members who receive performance reward were or was. What happens then?
Jay, the same, it's one of those weird things about English, but yeah, that also is correct because majority refers to a single collective. So it's saying the majority was, as opposed to the fact that there were many elements within it. It's like saying that the herd of cattle is grazing. You wouldn't say are grazing because it's one herd. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's page 26. Can we move to 27? Okay. Honourable Molobasi.
Payment of debt. After the word police investigative directorate, in respect, not with respect, and then the same line, suspended executive director, why is he referred to as national head?
I missed where that references.
Payment of debt, second sentence of the IPED, it should be in respect, and then it should be suspended executive director, not nationally. That's Honourable Molobatsi's input. Right. Colleagues, anything else on 27? Can we move then to 28?
Reported on in the annual report. Reporting on has not been reporting, not reported, has not been reported.
Yes, I'm confused. Reported on. If we say
reported.
If we say that civilian secretariat has not been reporting on the DNA board, then we can change the sentence. But the way it stands, they reported on.
Chair, on the very last line, that word should be there, not if. Bottom of page 28, the civilian secretariat. Yeah.
Chair, on 28, sorry, I'm going a little high up again, the constitutional oversight. The committee noted that the civilian secretary has a constitutional obligation in terms of Section 208 of the Constitution to conduct oversight over the. In view of this obligation, the committee was concerned that if the secretariat would not to execute something.
Constitution should also be a capital in that context.
Yeah.
thank you, Honourable. I'm
so there's something missing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Leadership, the second line, to the fact that the position, not the
chair, still in leadership, that last sentence. I think it should read, the committee has seen this development as a direct reason for the inability of the secretary to meet its performance targets and receiving a qualified auditor's opinion.
Bele, you yourself, Ms. Molubatsi, and Miki Shaikh is in a tight, it's a tight fight this morning for the title, so very good. Very tight fight. Colleagues, anything else on 29 that needs to be amended or corrected? Right, colleagues, can we maybe then move to page 30? Discussion on Tuesday, what did we say about mandate holder? We agreed on the words.
We agreed on the words.
Okay.
Can I be reminded of this number nine, the committee recommendations number nine?
Chair, we did recommend that we insert that into the. This wasn't here before, so the members recommended that we deal with this issue of special projects, because the secretariat was handling the DNA board, and then they were dealing with the firearms board, which has been moved to SAPS, and I think people the members were saying that if more things come, and there was this. Xenophobic campaign, so that they need a special they deal with it as special projects. Sorry, on the push.
One campaign, shouldn't that be capital? Page 8, paragraph 8.
Yes, Chief.
Can we move to page 31?
On that 8 where we were just talking just now, you know, the last words on there is practices. Now, I was just wondering, these practices, whether we shouldn't have a just qualification. Well, I understand from where it starts, but when you say to change this practice, what practices are we referring to? We might put the words before the practice, whether it's incorrect or there's some violation that has taken place, basically.
I propose to you that we, as you suggest, place a full stop next to the word and put project management measures in place, full stop, and delete the rest.
I remember there was a point raised by Honourable Redling Hayes, and she was saying that while the immediate effect aspect should apply to senior management, with all the other vacancies which may be subject to more drawn-out recruitment processes, we should rather make it urgently so as not to give them unrealistic timeframes. Yeah.
I'm not sure if this wording is correct. On number 11, the committee recommend that the civilian secretariat adheres to the PFM and resolves the debt payment. Resolves the debt payment. I'm not sure if the wording is...
Here we're talking about incurred expense, which is in conflict with the PMFA. So let's find the wording that is taking us there, rather than to a dispute. Then what do we mean by dispute?
Sorry, can I just check where we are, please? I've lost my place. Okay. A recommendation number?
11.
Oh, went back up. Sorry, that's where I got lost. Yeah. Yeah.
Something on that one. In view of what Mr. Matrakani is proposing, we can say the committee recommends that the civilian secretariat resolve the incurred expenses in terms of the PFMA, full stop. That's it.
Chair, can I, sorry, This is why this recommendation or the discussion piqued my interest, because I remember the inputs from the supposed former acting ED saying that the issue there was that the secretariat had contracted legal services on behalf of the IPED, but without the IPED having requested or authorized that. So there actually is a dispute, because the secretariat is saying that we paid for you, IPED says we didn't ask for it, but now the money's been spent, and the secretariat wants their money reimbursed. And they said there was a way forward, but I think there definitely was a disagreement about the origin and you know, the nature of that transaction. Yeah.
Well, yes, I check. I'm not in dispute with the Honorable Bele on that characterization of the problem. However, my point is, there is clear provision in the PMFA. So if the other department, for an example in this case, there is a violation of the PMFA, because the PMFA clearly does not make provision for interdepartmental loans, if it is a loan. So there's a conflict. There is a violation of PMFA, firstly, by the department that paid the check, that signed the check. Now, that occurrence, we should be linking that occurrence directly with the PMFA. That is basically a violation, a non-adherence to PMFA. That's why they paid the check without anybody asking for it. So, now, once we say that, then there must be a correction that has to take place. The correction between either they have to, if they don't want to pay, the IPED doesn't want to pay at the end of the day. That's where the matter settles. So they would have incurred fruitless expenditure at that particular department in terms of this, because it was not necessarily in their mandate to do that. So now, my suggestion was, Chair, that rather we stick to we use the authority of PMFA to deal with this particular question, that they will have to correct it in terms of the PMFA. So that's my view, and I know that the detail is that there was a dispute. They then reported again that they are in the process of finalizing it. But as we were dealing with this, whether they are in the process of finalizing it, that's beside the point. The point is, there has been a violation of PMFA in terms of the practice, that a good secretariat with good heart embarked upon. So our reference must be hinging on that particular action.
Let me just, for information purposes, indicate that this was expenditure incurred and picked up by the Auditor General because it wasn't paid within 30-day time limit for such payments. So I want to propose that we phrase it the following way. The committee recommends that the Secretariat resolve the incurred expense with the IPED by adhering to the PFMA framework. Full stop.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Thank you very much. Colleagues, we're still on 31. If there's been anything on 31 before we go to the last page.
I wish to propose that we adopt the report. Yeah, amended.
Page 3 deals with the previous year's recommendations, so that is, I think, there's nothing new. And then page 4 deals also with that, the response by the Minister of Finance. And then page 5 is the overview of the directorate vote and expenditure. Anything on 4 and 5? Can we then move to the table in page, on page 6? Then page 7 deals with the report of the Auditor General for this past financial year. Then page 8 is the report also of the AG continuing. Then page 9 deals with the strategic environment. There's nothing on 9, we move to 10. Program performance, as indicates there. 12 is program 1, program performance. Page 13 is human resource performance. Is there anything on 10, 11, 12, 13? Go to 14. Also the performance of the various programs 2 and 3 on page 15. Maybe just that spacing on 452 on page 15. I don't think there was a lot of issues raised about these parts on Tuesday, but I mean if there's anything that members, there's anything incorrect is about the I think the second or the fifth or the sixth time that we go through the report, but if there's anything that needs to be done, please advise. Then page 16 deals with program 4. Then page 17 deals with the external influences, the NDP, the white paper, and then yeah, anything on 16 and 17? Then we move to 18 is the committee observations, and also on the top there, the reference to the Farm Commission. Service delivery, admin program 1, senior management vacancies, fruitless and wasteful. Reliance on SAPs, promotion of access to Information Act, and then the training of investigators. These are all issues that was raised by members the previous week, 18 and 19, anything there?
Chair, on 19,
yes.
Just a textual edit under promotion of, firstly the heading, it's promotion of access, not accesses, to Information Act, and then in this middle line, the P for promotion needs to be capitalized.
No. Chair, and the last paragraph on 19, the director had pointed out that its investigators did attended specialized detective training programs. I think that's grammatical.
Page
20
still on page 19, under fruitless and wasteful expenditure, third line, it makes reference to the head of the IPED as opposed to acting ED or director.
Okay. Chair, first paragraph. The second line, wanted to know if there are any such investigation in view of reports of members of the user.
On that same paragraph that deals with rape in a police cell, I know that sometimes it's difficult to determine when, but with a little bit of experience of the Free State situation where you say you get a report but you don't know when you're going to get the report, they can still give us a report at the end of 2017. We'll be happy with it. It may be useful that we give a time frame. If we say by March next year, then when we say March next year, they must come to us if they are unable to do it, to say we're unable to do it in March, we can do it at the end of April. But just that we get a time framing.
A specific proposal from your side in terms of a time frame?
17.
March 2017. Page 20, the last sentence, the committee suggested that the IFED 2 meet with the NPA. Colleagues, is page 20 everybody happy? Can we move to page 21? Right, is 21 fine? Can we move then to...
Can I ask, Chair, on the time frames under AG findings, quarterly expenditure report, on that column there, we say 1 month after end of each financial quarter. Can you explain to me what you mean?
At the end of the financial quarter, they normally report. They normally give us quarterly reports. We normally handle it before the end of that month, after the end of the financial year. Sorry. You can say it's quarterly reports after after the end of the financial year. You can take it 1 month after. Thanks.
I'm happy
with that. 7-3, the committee recommends that the direction works.
Maybe just at the top of the page, number 8, report on agreements with NPA on bottlenecks and criminal recommendations. Maybe we should just clarify bottlenecks, maybe case bottlenecks or feedback bottlenecks. What is actually we say?
It's criminal recommendations.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
On page 21, recommendation 6, can I just be reminded what that terms of reference issue for municipal police was again? I've forgotten what that referred to.
Okay, we indicated that they're developing an independent qualification for IFIT in the annual report too, and we want just a progress report from the committee, how far they are with developing such an independent qualification. In the report to the committee, they indicated that they're busy with developing such an independent qualification.
No, sorry, Chair, I meant recommendation 6 in relation to terms of, is that about terms of reference for dealing with Metro Police cases? I see. Okay, because I'm not sure why that would be different from dealing with SAPS officers.
IPED has to sign a service level agreement with the Metro Police Agency, so that's what they indicated in their reporting. And part of the negotiations with the Metro Police Agencies was to get that service level agreement going, so that they work on a protocol for dealing with the referral of disciplinary cases. And what the Metro Police would do once IPED makes the recommendation for internal disciplinary procedures against Metro Police officers.
I know it's a Friday, so I keep forgetting this thing, Chair. And plus, I'm not motivated because I've already got paid. It says on 6, I don't know if we should change the wording a little bit. It says the committee recommends that the directorate implements consequence measures for those staff members who make themselves guilty. Should we not rather just say who incur irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure, or who are guilty of that instead of make themselves? I'm just thinking on that. I don't know if you
I think it's fine the way it is. Who engage, who indulge, who incur. Yeah, that's better. That's better, Chair.
Let's go back again then to 22. Right, we're on page 22. Can we move to page 23? Again, I think on paragraph 13, page 23, the issue Honourable Ramatlakane raised about time frame. Anything else on 23,
22? Sorry, Chair, on page 23 on 13, I don't know if it's clear as to what we're trying to get, the message we're trying to get. The committee recommends that the IPED meets with the NPA to discuss what steps it plans to take to reduce the backlog with criminal recommendations.
Section 28.
Yeah.
Not all is section 28. So
not all. Yeah. Chief, we must maybe just say with IPED criminal recommendations.
Okay.
IPED.
Okay.
The context of that, Honourable Sheikh, is that the IPED reported that there are backlogs with the NPA prosecuting SAPS members with the recommendations that IPED make for criminal prosecutions. There's a backlog in the NPA, and they they're finding problems with those prosecutions.
Nothing, Chair. I move that the report be adopted with amendments.
I've got a proposal that the report be adopted with amendments. Honourable Mokie Sheikh, thank you very much. Any other proposal? So the report is carried. Thank you very much. I want to thank all the colleagues for their participation during this last 3 weeks in finalising the report in terms of the hearings as well as the cumbersome process in finding consensus on the recommendations. It's appreciated. And then we'll meet next Tuesday, 10 o'clock. Yes, Honourable Robert Khan.
Chair, I see you closing the meeting. We've got a second agenda here that we must deal with. You forgot about it. There's two agenda here that I have.
No. 10 colleagues, 10 o'clock on Tuesday, we're going to deal with minutes, but as well as committee and oversight reports. And then Wednesday, we're going to have SAPs here with the audit committee dealing with the AG reports. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. Meeting is closed. Thank you.